Pete, can you give us a brief overview of what you guys have been doing in D.C.?
Sure. So we've met with Senator Bennett's staff and Senator Udall's staff, Congressman Tipton's staff, and then we had a meeting with the National Director and Deputy Director of the Bureau of Land Management. And essentially, we're back here to try to understand why it seems that the Colorado State Office of BLM is ignoring a lot of good advice from a lot of folks that they need to make sure they have adequate management plan in place before they even have this conversation. And everyone we've been meeting with hasn't really been able to come up with an answer to that question. But I think we've all felt that it was really good that we were back here raising these concerns and putting it back on their radar.
What's been the response you're getting from people in D.C.? You said they don't really have an answer for why this has continued?
For the most part, people understand what our concerns are, and a common response is that people are really glad that we're back here bringing it to their attention, because often they don't hear a lot from people on the ground. Most of the response is that it seems we have real good, legitimate concerns. In general, the reaction has been, we're really glad you're here. These are issues that we do really need to think about, and it's timely that you've done so with the lease sale pending. And it was clear from the BLM meeting that the decision has not been made yet, and so we're hoping it will be fruitful.
What are you bringing up to these people that you're meeting, and maybe some of the other participants could comment, sort of why you're sending a vintner and someone who's a rancher and these different voices from the valley?
I'll start, and then we'll hand it over to Landon. The group we've brought out is reflective of folks in the valley. What's different from our, you may recall, we sent a similar delegation out here last year when this issue first came up, and what's different this year is that we are making it clear that we want, in the intervening time, we have worked proactively in our valley to try to come up with an approach that we can share with the BLM on how they might protect and properly manage this landscape of a North Fork Community Alternative, we've called it. And we wanted to bring that back here to D.C. to show BLM here nationally that we're serious about, one, protecting our valley, and two, working with BLM if they're willing to work with us. But unfortunately, the state office in Colorado does not seem to want to do that.
Our ranch, unfortunately, has two major problems. One is that we're surrounded on three sides by BLM land, which is all land that's set to be leased for gas and oil drilling. And additionally, there's a split estate problem. There's a parcel that's located on our property in an area where we were going to put an organic hops field in, that we own the surface rights and the BLM owns the mineral rights. And they have that up for leasing also. So we have a very vested interest in trying to follow through with our vision of getting these leases pulled again. And just felt it very important to come back and be part of this delegation. They were very, very, very glad that we came out and gave us the impression that it seemed to make a big difference.
And did they give any indication that there will be a decision related to your visit, or that there will be any sort of response on the official BLM level?
I don't think we can speculate to that yet. They did give us indication that they had been and would be following up with supporting in any way they can our concerns. We might be in a wait-and-see mode on what the decision comes out to, but they gave us the impression they were very, very supportive.
Did you feel that last year's visit had an impact?
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. We had gotten letters from them stating that they thought that our group was very organized, very effective. They stated that the letters that people write, both in the comment period and then hopefully the ones in the protest period, were extremely effective, and they actually do read them all, which is nice to know. And last year, and we noticed that when we came back this time, they all remembered everything about our meeting last year. They remembered who we were, all the details, and they had done a tremendous amount of homework on the current status. So I think that the little North Fork Valley is making a big impression in D.C.
Once again, it was the Citizens for a Healthy Community that sent us out here, and we do feel the support of a lot of folks back in the North Fork Valley.
Thanks again to both of you, and safe travels home.
Thanks.